It's August the 3rd, 2017, and I call to order the meeting of the Pacifica National Board. It's about 5:37 on the West Coast. Mr. Secretary, would you please take roll?
Okay. So this is August 3rd. So Grace Ann?
Here.
Alan is here. Jonathan Alexander.
Here.
Alexander is here. David Beaton. Okay, David is not here. Jim Brown.
Yeah.
Jim Brown is here. Adriana Castanet.
Present.
Okay, Castanet is present. Bill Colger.
Here.
Colger is here. Catherine Davis?
Here.
Yes. Catherine is here. Benita Diaz?
Present.
Diaz is here. Okay, Rhonda Garner?
Present.
Okay, Garner is here. Jane Goodman?
Here.
Goodman is here. Sabrina Jacobs?
Here.
Jacobs here. Ken Balfour.
Here.
Balfour is here. Ronald Mark. Okay, good with you. Serene Roberts. Serene Roberts, okay. Mansour Sabat.
Hazir.
Okay, Sabat is here. Tim Crooks.
Here.
Okay, Crooks is here. Nancy Soden. Okay, get back to you. Alex Steinberg. Okay, we'll get back to you. Tanaka is here. Temba Shibanda. Temba?
Hello.
Okay, Shibanda is here. Andrea Turner. Okay, we'll get back to you. Mascara, Washington?
Present.
Okay, Mascara is here. We're going to go back to people before. David Beaton? Okay. Robert Mark? Okay. Not here yet. Serene Walter.
Second time I said I was here.
Oh, okay.
You acknowledged it when I said it.
I did. Oh, sorry. Okay, Serene Roberts. Okay, Serene is not on yet. All right. Nancy Soden. You're not on yet. Alex Steinberg.
Alex asked for an excused absence.
Okay. All right. And Andrea Turner. Okay, don't see that. Okay, so we have
excuse me, this is Rhonda Garner. Are we in the open session or the executive session right now?
This is the open session. We're being streamed.
Thank you, Aki.
Okay, and gonna identify timekeepers. Who are my timekeepers this evening?
I'll do the item again.
I'll be happy Aki to do the person.
All right, thank you, Aki and Mansour. Are there any other
excuses?
Yes, Adriana, what's your point of order?
Yes, I'm sending my point of order to everybody that it's a continuous breach of Pacifica by law and California Corporation Code. I ask you to stop the violation of the Pacifica Foundation by law and the California Corporation Code by using a telephonic system of communication that prevents to comply with Article 6, meeting of the Board of Directors, Section 3, telephonic meeting. And the Corporation Code for the number is, I'm sorry, 5211. That prevented, I'm asking you to stop this illegal telephonic system of communication that violates the rights of directors, to communicate concurrently with all other directors, propose or to interpose an objection to any action to be taken by the foundation. I'm sending the, if you want, I can read the two articles too, but I want the two articles being included in the minutes. Okay? Article 3.
That's all right. You don't have to read that. Simply send it, forward it to us. Mr. Secretary, please put this in the minutes for Ms. Cassines. Are there any objections to any of the excused absences?
Benito.
Which excuse absence do you...
Steinberg, Aaron said that he asked for an excused absence. I just checked my email. I don't see anything.
Ah. Mr. Secretary, did you receive an email from Mr. Steinberg?
I didn't check.
This is Grace Aaron. May I be recognized? Alex Steinberg called me earlier today. He asked me to ask for an excused absence for him. He's in Greece, and he wasn't able to send an email.
Mr. Chair, that does not
request
for an excused absence. An excused absence must be invited.
Fine. And, we have one objection. Is there a second to that objection?
Second.
No, but may I ask a question?
A second.
Thank you. This has been seconded. We'll have to go to a vote on whether or not to approve the minutes. Ms. Roberts, you had a request for information?
Yeah, I thought I saw an email from Alex earlier today. I'm pretty sure I saw an email from Alex. I haven't had a chance to read it, but I saw it.
I received one as well, but I haven't read an email about an excused absence. That's fine. It is, Mr. Diaz is well within his rights to challenge it, and we can go ahead to a vote on that. Mr. Secretary, go ahead and take a vote on approving the excused absences.
Before I go, is there any other excused absences? Okay. So we're just simply voting on whether to excuse the absence of Alex Steinberg or not. Yes, would excuse Alex, and no, would not excuse Alex. Okay, so Grace Allen?
Yes.
Allen is yes. Jim Brown?
No.
Brown is no. Kathleen?
No.
Asnade is no. Okay. Closure?
Yes.
Closure is yes. Davis? Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Catherine Davis is yes. Benita Diaz?
No.
Diaz is no. And Juan Lugano?
Yes.
Lugano is yes. Okay. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Goodman is yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Jacobs is yes. Ken Wolfer?
Yes.
Wolfer is yes. Robert Marks?
Yes.
Mark is yes. Shereen Roberts?
Abstain.
Abstain. Marcel Sabah?
Yes.
Sabah is yes. T.M. Scruggs? Get back to you, T.M. Nancy Sullivan? She's not here yet. Tanaka is yes. Timber Shibanga?
Oh, no.
No, Shibanda is no. Andrea Tuna is not here yet. Mosquito Washington?
No.
Mosquito is no. Jonathan Alexander?
Yes.
Jonathan Alexander is yes. get back to TM Scruggs?
Yes.
TM Scruggs, yes. Okay. Got it. So it's a 12 yes, and 5 no, and 1 abstention. So there are 18 votes.
I'm sorry, Aki, I couldn't hear that. Could you repeat that, please?
12 yes, 5 no, and 1 abstention.
Thank you very much, Mr. Secretary.
Mr. Chair,
I hear two people. I hear Ms. Kasanev, then Serene.
Yes, my question is, what was your answer to my point of order, sir?
The same as last time.
Please, do not speak unless you have been recognized by the chair. I've already done that before. You can tell me, Ms. Catherine, if I can share this meeting. As I was saying, and thank you for your question, Ms. Catherine, and I will answer it now. No one else is speaking. We had the secretary put that in the minutes. Since it was seconded, I'm going to have to rule that out of order once again. I will rule, as I have in previous meetings, that we will continue to use the Maestro system until further notice, because it is my belief and the opinion of this board, as it was voted on many times, that this is the one way that we can give everyone a voice. When there are disruptions, people speak over each other, excessive dilatory behavior, so I believe that this is the best thing that we can do. Is go ahead and use the Maestro system. And so Mr. Secretary, Ms. Thornton is here.
I challenge the ruling. I would like to make a point about this ruling.
We go over this in every meeting, and we have a lot of business to conduct, and tonight we have a special time certain phone call at 7 p.m. I'm going to go Western time. And
the problem that could I make a point of Jonathan?
I'm sorry, you said a point of? I guess your word got cut off.
A point to challenge, you know, a point against this. That we haven't heard, that we don't hear all the time.
Okay, in that case, we're just going to go ahead and go to a vote on this. But Ms. Thornton, I'm not cutting you off.
Yes, you are, if you don't let me say what I was going to say.
No, I actually intend to let you say what you want to say. I misspoke. We'll go ahead, and you said you have different information. By all means, go ahead, be brief if you can, and we'll just have to go ahead to a vote on it again. Go ahead, Ms. Thornton, you have the floor.
I'm sorry. I thought you were cutting off debate. Okay.
No, but I'm sorry. Yes. Before we start, I want to remind all board members, if you aren't speaking, to mute your phones. Thank you. Go ahead, Ms. Thornton.
Right. Okay. So we have all these problems with the Maestro system, where people their volume is too loud, or they're muted, you know. And some people claim that they're not that the Maestro people operating it are not muting it. But we could see exactly what's happening if everyone were allowed to see, not change, but everyone were allowed to see the controls, then we could verify that no one is messing with anyone else's volume, no one is being muted when you say they're not being muted, and then you'll know that, you know, like sometimes I accidentally mute myself, right, and I don't realize it, but you know, if I don't realize I'm doing it, I think you're doing it, you know, but if we could see those Maestro controls, which comes with the system, and we can see that, then we can verify that nobody is being silenced, that everybody can hear everybody else. And if you're going to use this Maestro system, if you don't use that Maestro feature, then this Maestro system is...
Time. I suppose, is not following the bylaws.
Thank you very much, Ms. Sorden. I'll take that into consideration. Is there someone else? I hear Shabanda. Is there someone else who wishes to speak? We'll go ahead and take 2-4 and 2 against. I hear you, Mr. Shabanda, just a moment. So that was Ms. Sorden speaking not to uphold the ruling of the chair.
I'm speaking against it as it's being used. It's not being used according to the bylaw regulation.
Well, you're speaking to the ruling of the chair, I would assume, and to uphold the ruling of the chair would be that we'll continue and to not uphold it. So forth. Mr. Shabanda, go ahead. You have the floor.
Yes, I want to speak against this micro system due to the fact that it's being used to suppress and suppress the voices of those who want to save Pacifica and use to push along lawless policy on the other side by those who control it. That is why I think Maestro is not a good system. If we had a better chair, then we wouldn't have these types of situations. The chair would be controlling me, making sure that that everyone got a chance to speak, and he would not be making biased rulings. And also, the Maestro system is being used biasly towards one side, and the excuse is like when the police kill black people, unarmed black people in the street, I fear for my life. The excuse is being used as you're being dilatory. And that is not the case. We are struggling for correctness and struggling for the bylaws to be followed. So I think that the Maestro system is a sham and is being used to forward illegal activities on the part of some board members.
Catherine would like to speak on behalf of the ruling of the chair.
Ms. Davis, you have the floor.
Thank you. As a member of this PNB using this system and the prior system, I feel that the Maestro makes it more possible for everyone to be heard, and certainly makes it more possible for me to hear what's going on, because my experience has been that there has not been mutual respect in terms of allowing various and everyone to speak. So I find that it allows the meetings to move to the business of the foundation, and I support it for that reason. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms.
Chair.
Who is that?
No, Chair.
Oh, I'm sorry, Aki?
Yes? We're 20 minutes over the, we have 10 minutes, and we're 10 minutes over the item number one, so...
Thank you. In that case, we'll have to go to an immediate vote on the ruling of the chair. So, Mr. Tanaka, this will be to uphold...
Let's see now. Hang on just a minute. Let's see here. Okay, so we're going to go to a vote on the point of order by Juliana. So let's go to Grace Allen. This is, yes, this is support the looting of the chair, and no,
yes,
is to, okay, so Grace is yes. David is not here. Jim Brown?
No.
Brown is no. Kasanave?
No.
Kasanave is no. Okay, Closure?
Yes.
Closure is yes. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Davis is yes. Benito Diaz?
No.
Diaz is no. Rhonda Garner?
Yes.
Okay, Garner is yes. Goodman?
Yes.
Goodman is yes. Sabina Jacobs?
Yes.
Jacob is yes. Ken Lawford?
Yes.
Lawford is yes. Robert Mark?
Yes.
Mark is yes. Serene Roberts?
No.
Roberts is no. Marcel Sabah?
Yes.
Sabah is yes. T.M. Scruggs?
Let me make sure I got my teeth.
Yes.
Scruggs
is yes. Nancy Sullivan? Sullivan, I'll get back to you. Alex?
No.
What's it? Sullivan?
Sorry, I was muted. No.
Okay, no. All right. Tanaka is yes. Timber Shabanda?
My history is not to know if he voted yes, but I vote no.
Okay, Timber is no. Andrea Turner is not here. Mosquito Washington?
No.
Okay, Mosquito is no. Jonathan Alexander?
Yes.
Alexander is yes. So it's a 12 yes, 7 no. So we go on to agenda approval, please.
Immediate vote on agenda approval as we are out of
time. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Mr. Chair.
Ms. Roberts.
Okay, two things. One, you had recognized me earlier. I wanted to give notice of the continuing breach in terms of the composition of the board, the improper removal of Directors Sharon Brown and Afia Longaza, and the improper addition to the voting roll of David Beaton and Mansour Sabah.
I understand. Unfortunately, we're already voting on agenda approval when we're in the vote. I would suggest...
Okay, notice,
well, that's fine. I can have him put that in the minutes right now. Mr. Secretary, do you have that?
Yes, I'll put that in the minutes.
Okay. Thank you very much. And now we're voting on agenda approval.
Mr. Chair, I had sent two amendments. I had earlier sent an amendment to the board, and there were several people who felt that it could not be discussed in open session. I've modified it and resent it, and I would like to have it added to the agenda.
I didn't get a chance to see that. However, we're already at time, and we've already started the vote. Sorry.
But we haven't been on this agenda item, so how could we be out of time?
Mr. Secretary, what agenda item are we on?
Excuse me?
Mr. Secretary, we're on agenda approval, correct?
Well, we should be in minutes approval, but we should finish the agenda approval.
Right. According to the clock, I understand.
Mr. Chair, point of information, Rivera?
Yes, what is your question? I am also looking for email from Serene. Yes, go ahead.
The secretary told us that we couldn't discuss the number one point that was 10 minutes. That's already the only thing that's happened. The point number two is agenda approval and said 15 minutes. How could that be that we are, it's something wrong. The clock of the people that are keeping time is wrong.
I believe what he was saying was that we are 23 minutes into the meeting.
Sir, do you think that it's an option that you let me finish without interrupting me?
I'm trying to understand your question as well.
Can you answer my question when I finish? Thank you. What I said before, exactly, can you hear me or my volume?
We hear you just fine.
Okay, thank you. 2 minutes ago, we vote, according to the secretary, item number one, that he said that we have 10 minutes. That's why we went to vote. It means that we are in point number two, agenda approval, and according to the agenda, it's 15 minutes. How could that be that we don't have the time then? And it's in the recording, okay?
Thank you, Ms. Mr. Secretary, go ahead.
Chair, because we're running behind on the agenda item, I would say that I'm calling order to the day.
Is there a second? And that's undebatable, and we're going to go ahead to a vote. But this is on the first vote, still has to be on agenda approval. You got that? The orders of the day have been called, Mr. Secretary. Hurry.
Point of information, Mr. Chair. Benito.
I'm sorry, there are no points of information or points of order accepted. We're in the middle of a vote. I'm simply waiting for Mr. Secretary to go.
Mr. Chair, we have not.
What's your question, Mr. Diaz?
I would like to understand if you are telling us or have you verified for us that you are not allowing the membership to weigh in or participate in approval or modification of the agenda. Is that correct?
Well, let me state it slowly and clearly for you.
Thank you.
The orders of the day have been called, and we are now going to a vote. Aki, start the vote, please.
Chair?
But the order of the day is the agenda approval, right?
Mark, Chair, can I make a clarification?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
He is the secretary. Let him speak.
What happened is that we spent 20-some minutes on the item one, and it's correct that we set an agenda of global 10 minutes late. So we now spend about 6-7 minutes on the agenda of global, so that we have another 6-7 minutes on the agenda of global, right, which time about the minutes of global, as long as we stay on the orders of the day. So you can, entertain amendments to the agenda.
Mark, point of order.
Okay, just a moment, Mr. Mark, because things are going to get confused. I'm not going to forget about you. But in light of what the Secretary said, we're going to, where is it? There it is. I have a motion from Ms. Roberts to be added to the agenda. Did someone second these? Ms. Roberts? Thank you. Ms. Roberts, would you care
to read them? They're not up to the floor, Mr. Chair.
Just a moment. We're getting to the amendments to the agendas. Ms. Roberts, I'm sorry. Benito, did you wish to speak for or against that? Because that comes in a moment. It's not quite time for that.
Well, I wanted to also make an additional amendment to the agenda. The agenda.
Well, you're going to need to send that to us in writing because we're well beyond time and we only have a couple of minutes. Okay. Ms. Roberts, do you wish to read your amendments and or motivate them? Ms. Roberts. There's your secretary. Oh, how convenient.
Can you put Ms. Director Robert volume up, please?
She's not speaking. She dropped herself off the call right when she was recording her limited minutes.
I'm sorry. Let me understand. You said that.
In my humble technical opinion, yes, ma'am. As I was saying, it looks like she's coming back. We're going to send her an email. As soon as she comes back on the call, we'll discuss that. However, I'm now looking in my email for Mr. Diaz's amendment to the agenda. Do you want to read that for me, Benito?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm looking for it. Damn. Here it goes.
Here it goes. I got it. Move to postpone consideration of all of the old draft open minutes submitted by the PMV secretary at 9:44 p.m. Eastern Time last night, given that there are quite a few of them and PMV members have not been given sufficient time to review our notes of these previous meetings, i.e., 26th, both versions of February the 10th, February 16th, and March the 2nd.
Can I get to the sec, please?
Mr. Tanaka. Yes, Ms. You're after Mr. Tanaka, Ms. Kazanev. And we have Ms. Roberts back on the line. Go ahead, Mr. Secretary.
Anyways, yes, second to the motion.
Second.
Okay. I'd like to speak against the motion. Benita says that these minutes were just released yesterday. Actually, all these minutes have been released to the entire board at the exact meeting after the day in which these meetings were held, which means that all of the members saw these minutes at their leisure to read back in January, February, and March. So if you did not read them then that is your, you know, you're not being a diligent member by not reading the minutes they must supply to you.
That assumes we got it. That assumes we received them.
It does, Mr. Diaz. I agree with you. There was someone else, Ms. Kasanev. Did you ask for the floor after Aki?
I was asking, sir, because according to the minutes that are presented, the secretary, the acting secretary of two of those meetings, is not here with us. That is so convenient that just appeared right now. The board have 6 months to approve or put on the agenda these minutes that they decide to put it today, just the day before the California court. Yeah, that is so convenient. I'm really careful about this.
Thank you, Ms. Kasanev.
And the secretary that produced the minute cannot defend it.
Okay. And did someone else wish to speak on this point?
This is Karen.
I'm sorry, who was that?
This is Serena.
Go ahead.
Can I be heard?
Yes, Ms. Roberts. I was asking you before you left if you wanted to read or motivate your motion.
We're on Benito's motion at the moment.
I understand. I'm just explaining to Ms. Roberts. Ms. Roberts, since you dropped off the call, we moved to Benito's motion. So we're going to go ahead to a vote on his, and then, as I was hoping before, you could read or motivate your motion
Okay, so we're going to go.
I didn't leave, by the way, I was dropped. I didn't hang up. I was dropped.
Okay. So anyway, we're going to vote on the Benito Diaz's motion to, so let's take the vote. Grisha?
Point of order.
No.
We're in the middle of a vote.
Okay. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Brown is yes. Adriana? Kasanev?
Yes.
Okay. Kasanev is yes. Closure?
No.
Closure is no. Catherine Davis?
No.
Davis is no. Okay. Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Diaz is yes. Juan Lagana?
Yes.
Donna Garner is yes. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Goodman is yes. Sabina Jacobs?
Yes. Yes.
Jacob is yes. Ken Rolfer? No. Rolfer is no. Okay, what about Mark?
No.
Mark is no. Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Roberts is yes. Lancelot Sabat?
So we are voting to amend the agenda by Benito's motion, and I would say no.
No. This is to, Benito's motion is to remove all of the consideration of the minutes. So if you vote yes, it means it will not consider any of the prior minutes.
I voted no.
That is incorrect. If you vote yes, the motion will be on the agenda.
Yes.
You're correct. You're correct. You're correct. Okay.
So Mansoor votes no. Mansoor votes no.
Aki,
okay.
Sabrina?
No.
Sabrina,
okay. No. Sabrina is changing to a no. Okay. All right.
Jan Goodman, I would also like to change to a no.
Okay. Jan Goodman is to a no.
Donna Garner would also like to change to a no if she answered yes.
Okay, all right.
It's not all funny. Right.
Okay, order, please. Order, please.
TM Spuds?
No.
Spuds is no. Okay, Nancy Sullivan? We get back to you. Tanaka is no. Kanda Shibanda?
Yes.
Okay, Shibanda is yes. Okay, Maskira, Washington?
Yes.
Okay, Washington is yes. Jonathan?
No.
Alexander? No. Jonathan Alexander is no. Nancy Solden?
Yes.
Okay, yes. So it's 7. Yes, 12 no, so the item will not be on the agenda. So you can go on to the next agenda.
I'm sorry, can you please count?
7 yes and 12 no.
Mr. Chair, obviously you were wrong when you decided that Director Robert dropped herself. Can we hear the motion? Because she already put it on the floor.
Chair, the member's out of order. Please bring her to order, please.
You are out of order. We both can say what we think the problem is. It's up to you. At any rate, right now, we are on the amendment to the agenda proposed by Ms. Roberts. Ms. Roberts, would you care to read and or motivate your motion?
I'm sorry, my phone just... Right. Okay. Thank you.
Sorry, did you say that you were having phone problems, Ms. Roberts?
I
you want to repeat that? Thank you.
I got it up. Can you hear me?
I hear you just fine.
Can I be heard? Okay, great. So the first motion is selection / removal of interim general manager, and whereas the Pacifica bylaws in Article 7, Section 3B states that a local station board, LSB, creates the pools from which a station's general manager must be hired, and whereas the Pacifica bylaws in Article 7, Section 3D provide that an LSB and the executive director must agree on the issue of discharging a general manager, or that, if necessary, the PNB shall serve as a tiebreaker, and whereas the bylaws do not restrict the LSB's involvement or the ED's authority to, quote, permanent managers, be hereby resolved that in the event an ED proposes to fire or hire an interim manager, he shall notify the full LSB of the need to hold an executive session, and the LSB officers shall work with the ED to schedule such a meeting. At that meeting, the ED shall document his or her position, and the LSB shall arrange its response within 21 days.
This is
Thank you, Ms. Roberts.
Chair, this is Aki.
Yes, Aki.
We're at the end of the time for agenda approval, and we're on the call for the order of the day, so we need to go to a vote.
Okay, we're going to vote on Ms. Roberts' amendment to the agenda. A yes vote will add this item to the agenda. A no vote will not add it to the agenda.
Okay, so Grace Allen.
Hold on, Secretary.
No.
Grace Allen is no.
No.
So Jim Brown?
Yes.
Brown is you.
Adriana?
Adriana Castanet?
Yes.
Adriana Castanet?
Continue, Mr. Secretary.
Castanet is a. Bill Folger?
No.
Folger is no. Catherine Davis? Good to back to you. Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Okay, Diaz is yes. Wanda Garner?
No.
Garner is no. Jan Goodman?
No.
Okay. Goodman is no. Sabrina Jacobs? Sabrina Jacobs? Take it back to you. Ken Lawfer? No. Lawfer is no. Robert Mark?
No.
Mark is no. Sharon Roberts?
Yes.
Take it back to you. Okay. Roberts is yes. Francois Sabah?
Yes.
No.
Sabah is no.
Sabah is no.
T.M. Skirts? No. Nancy Sullivan?
Yes.
Nancy, I'll get back to you. Yes, okay.
Yes.
Tanaka, please. No. Nancy, that's you as a yes. Temba Shivanda? Okay, I'll get back to you. Mesquita Washington?
Oh. Yes.
Temba is yes. Okay.
Mesquita? Yes.
Mosquito is yes. Okay. And Jonathan?
No.
Jonathan is no. So, can you get back to Catherine Davis? What was your vote?
Abstain.
Okay. Catherine Davis is abstain. All right. And Sabrina Jacobs, what was your vote?
No.
Okay, all right. So we have 7 yes, 11 no, and 1 abstention. So now you can go to the minutes approval. You have 5 minutes.
No, I believe we are on agenda approval.
Okay, agenda approval.
Right, we have to
okay.
Vote.
Okay, Grace Ann, agenda approval?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, Jonathan, and I'll get back to you. Jim Brown?
No.
Jim Brown is no. Adriana? Okay, get back
no.
to you. Okay.
No agenda without input for anybody.
Okay, Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Crozier is yes. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Davis is yes. Benita Diaz?
No.
Diaz is no. Wanda Garner?
Yes.
Garner is yes. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Goodman is yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Jacobs is yes. Ken Lawfer?
Yes.
Lawfer is yes. Robert Mark?
Yes.
Mark is yes. Serene Roberts?
No.
Roberts is no. Francois Sabah?
Yes.
Sabah is yes. T.N. Spriggs?
Yes.
Spriggs is yes. Nancy Sullivan?
No.
No. Sullivan no. Panaka is yes. Timber Chivanda?
No.
Timber is no. Mosquito, Washington?
No.
Is no. Jonathan Alexander?
Yes.
So 12 yes, 7 no. Agenda is approved. So we have 5 minutes, 1 minute approval.
Okay. But you called the orders of the day. We're going to have to debate these. At any rate, this is
Mark, point of order.
12617. Yes, Mr. Mark.
Actually, you couldn't have called for orders of the day before there was an approved agenda because there would be nothing in order. So now that the agenda has been approved, that would be an appropriate motion if someone wanted to do it.
Why didn't you say that? It was still irrelevant.
I tried.
Okay, so you have 5 minutes.
Call for the orders of the day.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, orders of the day. You know the routine. Mr. Secretary, please go ahead. Again, this is
yes.
Minutes approval for 12617. The...
No, I'm sorry, sir.
I'm sorry. I agree. That is a mistake. The print is getting a little smaller. Item 3 is minutes approval. The minutes of 7/27/17. That was the last meeting. 7/27/17. Mr. Secretary.
Okay. Gray Town?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Jim Brown?
Pass. I didn't read him yet. Pass.
Okay. Pass. All right. Adriana Kasnev? We'll get back to you. Bill Closier?
Yes.
Okay. Closier is yes. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Davis is yes. Benito Diaz?
No.
No? Okay. Diaz, no. Rhonda Garner?
Yes.
Rhonda Garner is yes. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Goodman is yes. Sabina Jacobs?
Yes.
Ken Morfer?
Yes.
Morfer, yes. Robert Mark?
Yes.
Mark, yes. Serene Roberts? Get back to you. Mansour Sabah? Okay.
Robert says yes.
Mansour Sabah? Mansour Sabah?
Mansour says yes.
Tobias, yes. T.M. Clerks?
Yes.
Clerks, yes. Nancy Soden?
Abstain.
Okay. Tanaka is yes. Kendra Shibanda?
No.
Shibanda is no. Mosquito Washington?
No.
Yes, no. Jonathan Alexander? Jonathan?
Yes, yes.
Jonathan is yes. Jim Brown?
No.
Jim Brown is no. Adriana Kasnev?
The minutes are incorrect. I need to vote no. We cannot even discuss it. No.
Okay. So it's a 12 yes, 6 no, 1 abstention. So the minute passes. We'll go to item 4. We have 5 minutes.
May I ask you a question, sir? Point of information, Adriana Kasnev?
Yes, Ms. Kasnev. What's your question?
My question is, sir, if I don't mistake, in the last meeting, you were very clear that you directed the secretary to put the whole point of order there. And I see that the point of orders are out of place. It's just at the beginning, it's an explanation of a resume of what the secretary understands that was my point of order. And I think that is incorrect. We discussed it before, but keep happening. And I remember that were your directives, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. That is exactly what I recall as well. Mr. Tanaka, can you explain the difference here in the minutes?
Well, the full text of the points of order is in the minutes. Just like
when we have a motion, the text of the motion is at the end of the minutes. The points of order when is also at the end of the minutes, so the full text is in the minutes.
Ms. Kessler, I want to ask him a question. Just to clarify what you just said, did you say that the full text is in the minutes? I'm having trouble getting back to my minutes.
Yeah, the full text of the point of order is in the minutes.
Okay, go ahead, Adriana.
So, Chair, we're on the item number four.
Yeah, we're on item number four, and yes, we are. The clock is ticking. But, Ms. Gassner, go ahead. You have the floor. Explain.
Thank you. What you can see through all the agenda that it's not exactly the same treatment. Because the other, like the Secretary said, she just mentioned the motion. In this case, they put point of order by the Adriana Caslade and put his, an explanation of what I said. Even if she see later, he said, see the full text below. I believe that it's not up to him make a resume of whatever my point of order was. Or you put the whole point of order of what he's doing is not right. And he keeps repeating the same thing. This is what I'm complaining about, and I say it in every minute that the Secretary did. Thank you.
So on these points of order, the ones that she sends to you in writing, you should paste these in after where you put that Ms. Kasinev makes a point of order.
Okay, we'll do that in the future. Thank you. So let's go with item four, please.
I have another question for you. Oh, I'm sorry, I can hear you. Okay. Item number four. Were there any other corrections to the minutes? Okay, then go to the vote, Aki.
We voted on the minutes.
Okay.
Point of order.
So I'm having a problem. Who is that?
Jan Goodman, point of order.
126. I'm sorry. Yes, Jan Goodman, what's your point of order?
My point of order is that we should re-vote on the minutes as corrected by just now so that we've actually voted on the minutes. I think we should do this as an abundance of caution.
Okay.
What
a minute is
just a moment.
Go ahead.
What's your objection? Very true. But we need to clarify a different point. As I said before, Mr. Secretary, when you put in the minutes that a member has an objection, raises a point of order and they send it to you in writing, or objections or what have you, and you put it next to their name, you're going to include it. When I stated that, I was saying going forward, Ms. Goodman. I wasn't speaking about the previous minutes. But I do want this included with all the minutes. What was your understanding of what I said there, Aki? Because I want to make sure we're all clear on this.
Well, Chair, it's 6:30. It's time certain. I had to go to a call session.
Unless there's our time certain for the call is at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
We had a time certain ending for this meeting. I see it now. But we need to go ahead and approve these minutes. I would entertain a motion to extend for no more than 15 minutes.
Mr. Chair,
so moved. Yes.
Is there a second?
Mr. Chair, second.
Okay, that's been moved in second. Mr. Diaz?
I will request that you ask the secretary to answer your question. What is his understanding that he, as secretary, is supposed to do with regards to these points of order on continuing breaches?
I understand that. Yes, I wanted to answer the question, but we're at time, so we need to handle the time situation, and then he can answer the question. We have a motion on the floor to extend for 15 minutes, and it's been seconded. And in the interest of time, the best thing we can do, instead of arguing over this for another 15 minutes, because we do have an important time certain call, we can go ahead and vote on the extension. Aki, you answer my question first, real quickly. You understand what I said because I just re-explained it, and I'm sure you understand that now. But we can't go to an alternate vote on this. Right now, the only thing that's in order is to vote yes or no on extending time. That's what's in order at this point. And furthermore, Mr. Secretary, start to vote now.
Sure.
All right, we'll go and set the actual time by 15 minutes. So,
you're being heard, however, you're out of order right now. The secretary has the floor. We have begun our vote.
You got the time wrong.
Okay. Grace Allen?
Yes.
Time extension? Okay. Time extension, yes. Okay. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. So, Adriana Kastner?
Order. I'm calling you all to order. The secretary is taking a vote. If you are not voting, you do not have the floor.
Okay.
And if you're going to make a bunch of noise, I will have to mute your phone.
Benito is no longer. Rhonda Garner?
I had to use the restroom. What are we voting on?
Time extension of 15 minutes.
Why are you explaining to her and not to me?
Okay.
All of you. Order. One more time. Wait, Aki.
Hang on.
No one may speak unless you're voting.
Right. That's right. Okay, Jan Goodman?
I'm sorry. I think there's been so much confusion in the last couple of seconds.
15 minutes.
Can you just repeat what it is that
we're voting
on?
To extend 15 minutes. We're voting 15
minutes. 15 minutes extension.
No.
Okay. All right. Sabrina Jacobs.
Yes.
Sabrina is yes. All right. Ken Moffa?
Pass.
Pass. Okay. Barbara Bach?
Yes.
Okay. Mark is yes. Serene Roberts? Okay, get back to you. Masu Sabah?
Yes.
Sabah is yes. TM Scruggs?
Yes.
Scruggs, yes. Nancy Soden? Okay, get back to you. Alex is not in. Tanaka? Pass. Kamashivanda?
I want to know
there are no questions, and this dilatory behavior will not be tolerated. We have to approve these minutes because certain members of this board are suing us, and we have to be in court tomorrow. And so dilatory behavior at this point obviously lacks integrity. Mr. Secretary, please.
Since there are many... Okay, go ahead. Mosquito Washington?
No.
Okay, call on another line. That's fine. Mosquito
Washington.
Oh. Okay. Mosquito Washington.
Jan Goodman would like to change her vote to yes. I said no.
Jan Goodman said, okay. All right. Mosquito said no. Jan said yes. Mosquito said no. Okay, let me get back to Jonathan Alexander.
Pass.
Okay. Pass.
Crozier,
right.
I want to change my vote to yes.
Okay, Crozier is yes. Okay, David Deacon. Okay, you get on the call. All right.
Yep.
All right. Okay, David Deacon says yes. All right. So, Wanda Garner, you can.
Yes. I vote yes.
Yes, all right. Ken Wolfer, you passed.
Yes.
Wolfer is yes. And then Tanaka passed, and that's a yes. Kendra Shivanda, how do you vote?
He won't know. How many times?
Yes, sir?
I'm sorry, Ms. Kasanev, he was speaking to Mr. Shibanda.
Yes. Timber?
We don't have to speak for the Secretary.
No. Okay. And Serene? Serene Roberts?
No.
Serene is no. And Nancy Sauden? Okay, Nancy?
No.
Getting that? Okay, no. Nancy is no. And then Jonathan?
Yes.
Jonathan is yes. All right.
Aki?
Yeah, I have 14 yes and 6 no, so we have 15 minutes, so we'll go for 15 minutes. So we'll
and Mr.
To,
Secretary, all the, Mr. Secretary. Okay, first of all, I'm going to call everyone to order. No one has the floor. Mr. Secretary, the orders of the day have been called. All that's in order now is to go from one item to the next, taking the vote. Nothing else. All
Mr.
points
Chair,
of information are out of order.
Well, I'm asking a question about the number of the vote.
Pardon me?
I'm asking a question.
I got you, Mr. Diaz. Thank you. Mr. Secretary, first of all, there's a bunch of background noise. Let me take care of that. Mute your phones if you are not speaking. And, Mr. Secretary, please repeat the tally. Make sure you have it correct. And as I said before, after which we will simply go to a vote on each item and adjourn.
Okay, 14 yes, 6 no, 1 abstention. So, all right. So we go to item 4.
Can you tell me the vote?
So,
can you have him repeat the count, Jonathan?
He just repeated the tally.
No, I'm sorry. No, I meant this.
No, that's a two-third. We're extending. We don't have time for that. I'm sorry. Mr. Secretary, the next vote.
Yeah.
And I view all of this behavior as dilatory. You're not going to waste time.
So
I will call you all to order. I'm calling everyone to order that is not Aki.
Okay, we're voting on the item number 4, which is the minute approval for January 26th. Okay, so Grace Allen?
Yes.
Okay, Allen is yes. And David Beaton? Okay, I'll get back to you. Jim Brown?
No.
Okay, Brown is no. Adriana?
David
Beaton
is yes.
Okay, Beaton is yes, thank you. All right. And Adriana? Okay, I'll get back to you.
Mr. Chair, do you think that we can have one?
Bill Folger?
Order, please.
Order votes yes.
Close your votes, yes. Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Catherine? Yes. Davis is yes. Benita Diaz?
Yes.
Clarification, which minutes are these?
This is
what are we voting on?
January 26th is item 4. I'll get back to you. Rhonda Garner?
Yes.
Rhonda is yes. Okay, Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan Goodman is yes. All right, Sabrina Jacobs? Okay, get back to you.
Yes,
Ken
yes,
Boffer?
Yes.
Okay, Jan
yes.
Yes. Ken Boffer? Okay, Boffer
yes.
Is yes. Robert Mark?
Yes.
Okay, Mark is yes. Shereen Roberts? Okay, get back to you. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Okay, you know. Sabah is yes. Kian Scruggs?
Yes.
Scruggs is yes. Nancy Sorden?
Are we voting on again?
I'm
sorry.
This is a January 26 minutes. Okay. Tanaka votes yes. Temba Shivanda?
I vote opposite of whatever God our Father to share votes.
Okay. And Mesquita Washington?
No.
Mesquita is no. Jonathan Alexander?
Yes.
Yes.
Jonathan is yes. Okay, let me get back to Adriana. Adriana Casanez. Okay, I'll get back to you. Benito Diaz.
I'm still confused. I thought we already voted on 1.6. Can the chair clarify, please?
Okay.
No, sir. We're voting on item number 4. Approval of 126.17. We've stated it 3 times. I'm going to state it just once more, just for clarity. Old minutes approval 126.17. Yes or no?
No.
Okay.
I think we already voted on this.
We did not, and I've clarified it. Continue, Mr. Secretary.
Okay. So Nancy Sorden. Okay, I'm not getting a vote on Nancy yet.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Nancy Sorden here.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, Nancy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yes or no abstain?
There appears to be quite a bit of echo on your line, Ms. Sorden.
That's not me, because when I muted it, still there.
Okay,
I vote
then.
Yes.
Nancy
Sorden. I vote
yes. All right. Adriana Kastner.
I vote yes.
Adriana Kastner votes yes. All right. And then Benito Diaz.
I vote yes.
Okay. Benito votes yes. Okay. All right. Let me see if I got all the votes here. So I have 16 yes and 4 no on item 4. Okay. All right. So item number 5.
Number 5. Go ahead. Take the vote, Mr. Secretary.
I just want to make sure that you know that there are two different February 10th minutes. The first one was minutes that was done by the former Secretary Janet Coburn. So this is what we're voting on, is to the Janet Coburn's minutes ends with adjournment, and the second minutes that I created ends with a continuation of the minutes. So right now we're voting on the February 10th minutes as compiled by Janet Coburn, the former secretary. Okay.
Request
right.
For information, Nancy Sorden.
I'm sorry, as I stated earlier, that's out of order. The secretary explained it, and we're going to have to go to a vote because we're well beyond time.
No,
and we have president in closed session.
Okay.
It's not clear.
So just to clarify what we're voting on, we're voting on the minutes.
We're two different minutes. We're two different meetings, right, on the
and
same night.
No. The secretary just explained that. I will let him explain it. Just to clarify, there are two sets of minutes. And we've already voted on this way back when, it would seem. But this
but
is February the 10th.
They cover two different portions, correct?
It doesn't matter. You're familiar with this situation. This is the February 10th meeting where there was a big switch. You understand what's at debate here. And so right now, all that's in order, as I have stated several times this evening, is the vote,
okay,
and only the vote, Mr. Secretary.
They're not overlapping. So we're not overlapping minutes. Right?
I don't believe anyone is. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
I think there are two different.
If you believe they're overlapping, vote yes. It is order. Vote yes. Vote no. We are in the middle of a vote, Mr. Secretary. Do you want to clarify something, Aki?
No, I'm just going to take the votes. I can't hear everybody, so I'm only going to listen to the person who's voting, okay?
Okay. All right, and let the record know that in order to take this vote, we had to mute the phones. So we will take you off mute as you vote,
okay.
Mr. Secretary.
Tamba Shibanda.
Hold on, faster. And... Okay, once more.
All right. Let me go to Grace Aaron.
No.
No.
Okay. Grace Aaron is no. Okay. David Beaton.
No.
Beaton is no. Okay. Jim Brown. Okay. I'll get back to you. Adriana Castanets. He'll get that.
We already passed
the
meeting that we vote for.
Bill Crozier.
Crozier votes no.
We are all done.
Okay. Bill Crozier votes
order,
no.
Please.
Catherine Davis.
No.
Davis is no. Benita Diaz.
Yes.
Diaz is yes. Bondagana.
No.
Garner is no. Jan Goodman. Get back to you. Sabrina Jacobs.
I'm sorry, no.
Goodman, okay.
No. Okay.
Jacobs.
No.
Jacobs is no. Norfolk. No. Norfolk is no. Robert Mark.
No.
Mark is no. Sharon Roberts. Okay, get back
yes.
to you. Mansour, yes, okay. Mansour Saban.
Robert says yes.
Mansour. No.
No. T.S. Burks.
Burks is no.
Burks is no. Nancy Sutton.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll get back to you. Anaka is no. Tamba Shibanda.
You must have me muted.
Okay, Nancy, how do you vote?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Okay, Tamba Shibanda?
I vote. I want to know what happened with the other vote.
Okay. Leskita Washington?
Yes.
You call my name, the vote.
Yes. Okay, Jonathan
and
Alexander? Jonathan?
Vote.
Jonathan? Jonathan?
I vote no. And I will remind the members we are still voting yes,
so
no,
Jim,
or abstain.
And Jim Brown?
I vote yes.
Okay, Brown is yes. Okay, Adriana Castanet?
I vote yes, but we are out of time. We only vote 53.
Well, we go to 6:53, so we have
continue, Aki.
Tamba Shibanda. Tamba Shibanda.
I vote yes.
Okay, Tamba is yes. So it's 7 yes, 13 no.
Aki, how did you record?
And so we go
how
to
did you record
we go.
My vote?
I vote your vote is yes.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. So
Mr. Secretary, repeat the tally for me, please.
7 yes, 13 no, and wrong item 6.
Okay. Tell us what we're voting on and go directly to the vote. There will be no points of order or information or anything. Nothing is in order but you.
This is
didn't ask you.
Every 10 minutes where the meeting continued instead of being adjourned. So this is the minutes that had continued past the initial adjournment that was not approved. Okay, so Grace Allen?
Yes.
Okay, Allen is yes. And Beaton?
Yes.
Beaton is yes. Jim Brown? Okay, good night to you. Adriana Casnez?
Out of time. Okay. No.
No? Okay. Kozier?
Yes.
Kozier is yes. Davis? Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Davis is yes. Benito Diaz?
No.
Diaz is no. Ron DeGarno?
Yes.
DeGarno, yes. Goodman? John Goodman? Get
yes.
Back to you. Sabina?
Yes.
Okay.
Goodman, yes.
Sabina Jacobs?
Yes.
Jacob, yes. Dolfo? Ken Dolfo?
Yes.
Dolfo, yes. Robert Mark?
Yes.
Mark, yes. Serene Roberts? Get back to you. Mansour Shabbat?
Yes.
Shabbat is yes. TM Spurks?
Yes.
Greg is yes. Nancy Sullivan? Good back to you. Tanaka is yes. Temba Shivanda? Temba is no. Mesquita Washington? Mesquita?
No.
Okay, Mesquita is no. Okay, Jonathan Alexander?
Yes.
Jonathan is yes. Jim Brown?
I voted no.
Okay, Jim Brown was no. I got you now. Sibling Roberts?
No, bogus meeting, bogus minutes.
Okay, Nancy Sullivan?
Abstain,
okay, all right. So it's 13 yes. 6 no and 1 abstention, and we are out of time.
We have, but we're going to go to the next item, Mr. Secretary, because due to excessive dilatory behavior, we haven't been able to conduct this business that's needed for a lawsuit brought on us by the same dilatory people. So it would be in the interest of justice and pursuing the business. We will continue. We're going to go to the next vote.
Objection, okay. Mr. Objection. All right.
You have to request an extension, so you can't even do that. We're past time.
I'll ask to be a 5 minutes extension.
Well, is there a second to Mr. Sabat? The problem. Okay, it's been seconded, but there's a problem.
This is Benito. Benito to the floor.
Just a moment. No one has the floor. There's a problem with extending time. Who is supposed to get the attorney on the phone? The only way we can actually extend.
No, actually.
Well, actually, that's not up to me. We're just going to have to go to a vote on it, Aki. It's not up to me.
Okay.
Go ahead and take a vote on the extension for 5 minutes, quickly.
No, Chair?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Grace Ann?
Yes.
Okay, yes, okay. Jim Brown?
Catherine seconded.
Closure?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Davis is yes. Benito Diaz?
No.
No? Okay. Ron DeGarno?
Yes.
DeGarno is yes. Goodman. Jen Goodman?
Yes.
Get back to you. Yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes. Yes. Goodman, yes.
Ken Wolfer?
Jacobs. Jacobs.
Did you get me? Jen Goodman, yes.
Yes. Wolfer?
Wolfer?
Pass. Okay. Go ahead, Mark.
Yes.
Okay. Mark is yes. Sabrina Roberts?
No, let's go talk to the council. I've been looking for months.
Mansoor Sabah?
Yes. Yes.
Sabah is yes. TM Skirks?
Yes.
Skirk is yes. Nancy Sullivan? Okay, get back to you. Tanaka is yes. Temba Shibanda? Okay, get back to you. Mosquito Washington?
No.
No, Mosquito is no. Okay, Jonathan Alexander?
Yes.
Okay, yes. David Beaton?
Yes.
David is yes. Jim Brown?
No.
Okay, Jim Brown is no. All right, so Nancy Sullivan?
No.
No, Nancy is no. And Temba Shibanda?
No.
Temba is no. All right. So, Ken Offer?
Yes.
Okay, so it's 13 yes, 7 no. So we have one more vote. All right, so
okay.
This is item number 7.
You need to play.
Order. Order.
You need to, sir. You're right. Stop yelling. Casanova is right. The meeting is adjourned. We need to go to a closed session.
No.
And by the way, Chair. By the way, Chair.
Yes, Mr. Aki. As a matter of fact, yes, you will need to call back in.
Okay, thanks.
Yes.
I move to...
This meeting's adjourned.
Adjourn the meeting.